Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Get off, you idiot!
Why are you so angry?
Why are you so angry?
You want to know why I'm so angry all the time?
You getting enough sleep?
You getting enough sleep?
I'm imaginary sleep when I'm imaginary dead.
Okay, that's morbid.
I never sleep.
Except, of course, during working out.
Really, I'm sorry. I just don't know how to do this anymore.
Really?
Let's do this.
Okay, let's do this.
What is this? Show 1801. 1800 and one shows. It's Thursday morning. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. 6:03, and what a big day. We wrapped it up yesterday out at the Steamy Weenie.
We did, and it was great. It was great to see the people who were out there. It was great to get a dog out there. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Thank you very
nice.
Much, Bob.
Yes, Bob Remington, who offered up the 96-cent hot dogs for our listeners, which was really nice.
And thank you to everybody, the kind and nice words on Facebook and social media and everything
else. You got a lot of love yesterday.
Got a lot of love, so thank you very much for that. But we move on.
I got to do something spectacular. I really do.
What? You don't have to.
I got to do. No, I do. I got to do something.
Well, wait until next year.
Yeah, there you go.
You're 35.
Yes, I know.
Something.
Speaking of which, not that it's such a big milestone, but it sure was a big deal. You know, CES is in town this week.
Yeah.
On this date back in 2007. The iPhone was introduced. Mm-hmm. That very first iPhone.
That's everybody, when we first saw it at CES.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Oh. That was when Steve Jobs, actually, I think it was, I can't remember if it was Steve Jobs or somebody else. Was it Steve Jobs?
And
Who said, there is one more thing. Yeah. And it was
and
like,
poof.
Boom. Yeah. It was pretty cool. And everybody went, well, that's weird. You know what?
Can't live without
this
it now.
BlackBerry is the coolest thing on earth, and I don't know about that thing.
And our former GM would stick to that, too.
What is a smartphone? What does that do? Yeah.
A lot of weird things happening over at CES.
You know what?
We'll
later in the show, we definitely will. There are some really cool things, and I want to tell you about some of the things that we saw.
Sunshine today and tomorrow, high in the mid to upper 50s. Been nice lately.
It has.
55 today, 44 now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
There is some weird entertainment news today, like Denise Richards and her affair with Brandy Glanville.
Oh.
What? Wait, what? Hold on. Yeah.
All right, more on that and some other stories after KC and the Sunshine Band.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Some big entertainment news today. First of all, the Oscars will go hostless. For the second straight year. They thought it worked well last year, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
Nominees will be announced this coming Monday. So we will see who's up for those awards that will go hostless again. Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, they announced yesterday they're going to step back as senior members of the royal family. They will continue honoring their duty to the Queen and the country, but they'll become financially independent and be able to live outside many of the constraints of royalty. This is a big deal. This is interesting. A lot of people are very upset about this. But it's interesting.
So does that mean he's actually going to get a job?
I think he could probably get any job he wants.
Uh-huh.
But they have all sorts of foundations and things like that they have set up. So, yeah, I mean,
I would think. If you're saying we're going to step away and be independent, I'm going to get a job.
And he
not
might.
Depend on the taxpayers of England to support our family.
And he might. I mean, they have money in their family, period. But I wouldn't be surprised if he picked up a job with some nonprofit or something like that running one of those.
I can't wait for the Lifetime movie on this.
I know, same here.
Exactly what it is.
Yes. Oh, it is. It really is. Yeah. Maybe she'll have to go back to work as an actress. I don't know.
He could be a mailman or
something like that. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Why not? Justin Bieber has been battling Lyme disease and chronic mono. He says it's been a really rough couple years, but getting the right treatment it's helping.
Yeah.
And he said, I will be back and better than ever. Now, there will be a 10-part series. I mentioned that earlier in the week. And he's going to probably be doing a tour again and releasing some new music. Lyme disease is not something to mess with.
He's actually coming here.
Bad. That is bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I didn't know if he announced the dates yet, but yeah. And the Daily Mail. Listen to this. I don't know if it's true because it's the Daily Mail. Claims Denise Richards stopped filming The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after her affair with Brandi Glanville was exposed by castmates during their trip to Italy. Now, the two women had been seeing each other apparently for this past year. And Richards told Glanville that she and her husband were in an open marriage.
Yeah.
But Glanville is accusing her of lying.
Oh.
So, I don't know. Now, sources are saying the best thing, this was all done on camera. So, the show's fans will get to see it all go down. I have to talk to John Schaefer.
He's a big fan of that. Those shows.
Yeah, Real Housewives shows.
Boy.
Yeah. So,
right.
I know.
Good for her.
Wow. So, I don't know what's going on there.
That's what I say.
You
know, I'm a big fan of love in any way, shape, or form.
Are
you? So.
Okay. Got it.
That.
What if it was Bob Richards and Tony Glanville? Would you be?
Well, let's don't go that far.
Okay. I see. Of in any form.
Hey, congratulations. Our first winner. The first winner in the 10K payday contest, Travis Hayden, got the call from the Beasley banker. His reaction when he found out he won $1,000.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. That is not a bad way to start the day. No, I will definitely take that. Just paid for my wife's Christmas present.
There you go.
Nice. For next year or last year?
I don't know. But he's qualified for the $10,000 grand prize in the Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. Not to mention everybody else who entered through the app or through the website. Within the 15-minute time period, your next chance to win and qualify, less than 2 hours from now, 8 o'clock. If you need more information about the 10K Payday Contest, just go to our website, 96.3KKLZ.com.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week in Las Vegas, it's been about CES.
That's not what I wanted. Wow.
What are you doing?
I don't know. No idea why that even played. Wow.
All right.
Wow.
We're good now?
Yeah. Apparently, I need some new devices. Well, that's a given. Anyhoodly-hoo.
Yeah, it's been all about CES and some of the cool gadgets that we're going to be able to, I guess, buy in, what, 6-7 years?
Yeah, some of them are out there now. But, yeah, over the next few years, you'll be seeing a lot of them. TVs. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, TVs. Massive, massive screens. Brighter images. Apparently, now we have some micro LED, mini LED, QLED, OLED, 8K, ATSC 3.0. I don't know what these that even is.
I didn't ever have 1.0.
I know, exactly. I had just A. I don't know what. HDMI 2.1. Roll-up TVs. Almost
foldable.
Like flip around and put away TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're watching this way, you can switch it the other way and it'll go against the wall.
Wow.
Yeah. Some weird things. A device that blow dries your dog's hair.
Okay.
A toothbrush that allows you to brush your entire mouth in 10 seconds. And... And it was there. I know.
There's so many ways we could go.
Yes, I know. But. I know. And they had it there. The diaper, I told you about this a while ago, that detects when your kid has pooped. It has, it goes right to your phone. I mean, you don't have to do the anymore. You can,
that
it'll
would
just
be
tell you.
Perfect for my daughter and her husband.
Right?
They just had our new granddaughter.
Yes.
That way you don't have to put her, you know.
Did he poop? I don't know. Look at the phone. Look at the phone. And Lovat. Now, Lovat was there last year as well. And Lovat is this little tiny bot that just wanders all over the place. And it looks like something kind of like a baby Yoda almost and a little penguin the way it moves.
Yeah.
But all it does is it blinks at you and it makes sweet little noises. And it's just to love your loneliness away. If you're lonely, you can have Lovat at your house. Maybe elderly people, this might be a good thing for.
Yeah, to trip over.
Yes, right. Maybe. Exactly.
Then you won't be lonely.
Yeah, but then you have your Apple Watch that will warn of a fall.
Until a glitch happens.
I know.
And then it.
I know, exactly.
It becomes that little robot or little voodoo doll like Karen Black had to deal with.
Yes, that's right.
Then it's called a cling butt.
Yes, right. And everything old is new again. Cassettes are all the rage in a little different form now, but you can actually do a mixtape on a cassette. It's electronic, but you can load on there what you'd like.
Uh-huh.
Basically, give it to someone you love or hate, or you can just play it. in one of the new boomboxes that are really lightweight, or your old boombox that will actually play in some of your older boomboxes.
Probably throw out a disc.
Really
or
cool. Yes, probably e-skateboards.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to kick them; they'll go for you. And the Polaroid camera is back in every way, shape, and form. Old school. You can fold it up to it's almost flat. Really, really cool. And this is the best thing. No more warm beverages.
How many times have you had a guest bring over a bottle of wine without having a way to quickly chill it?
We knew we could solve this problem.
So we built the latest technology in thermoelectric cooling into Juno. What we discovered along the way was that Juno can do so much more than just chill wine. It can turn your freshly brewed coffee cold, transform your hot tea into iced tea, and cool your favorite beer or soda right in the can.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
Your birthday is right around the corner.
I know.
This would be perfect for you.
Get me Juno, the reverse microwave. That is it.
For your wine?
CES. Yeah.
Or your tea.
Or my tea. I would love it.
Some of the things happening over at CES. Thursday morning.
Yes, it is.
Just kind of waddling through the first full week for us and for everybody else of the new year. So can't wait. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Going to be nice. They say high in the low to mid 50s.
Okay.
It's about 44 right now. And a few things we think you should know. Carla has that lined up to go here in a couple of minutes.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm going to tell you why you hurt in the morning when you wake up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Little info.
Okay. That and some other things we think you should know. We'll do that after logins. Footloose.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know, I joke about it on stage, but the number one thing that causes aches and pains, sleeping in a weird position. That is why you hurt in the morning when you get up. When it's colder, too, we tend to bunch up a little bit. Yeah, so I don't know. The ideal way, they say, to sleep is on your back. That's the best way to sleep. I know a lot of people can't, but they say it's the best for your whole body.
I can sleep on my stomach or my side.
The stomach is the worst. The absolute worst.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course it is.
Side is good, but ideally the back. Now the rest of the top five reasons you hurt. Doing laundry.
Yeah.
Heavy lifting, of course. Yard work and carrying groceries. And working out. It was like number seven.
Oh.
So, yeah. I figure I do. I feel so much better when I don't work out. God. I do feel good working out. I feel healthy. And then when I don't, it's like, oh, I feel so much better.
And what's your reaction supposed to be from the doctor when you say, well, I'll tell you why you're working out.
Yeah.
So stop working out and exercising and trying to feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
It's making you feel lousy.
It's like, you need to work out. You need to go in. You need to work out. You need
lose
to exercise.
Weight.
Well, what should I do? Oh, man. So a few years ago, and we've been along for the whole ride, Heinz started releasing those mashups, mayo and ketchup, the mayo chip, mayo mustard, mayo must, and then mayo barbecue sauce is the mayo Q. They just announced a new one, and it's honey racha. You might like this, Morty.
Yeah.
It's honey and sriracha that they have mixed up, and these things have been hugely successful.
What hot dog racha did you get at the Steamy Weenie yesterday?
Oh, it was called the Nor'easter or something like that.
Had all sorts of crap on it.
It had like grilled onions, mayo, jalapenos.
Jalapenos,
sriracha on the jalapenos.
Yeah.
It was good.
And I'm the only one that had a plain hot dog, and I had mustard all over my shirt.
I know. I don't know what happened there. Jeez.
And as my wife, Jody, would say, only you. Only you.
Yeah, I know. I was like, okay.
How did you get close to mustard?
No idea what. I don't know. And you weren't near my dog.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Oh.
And the rankings, based on 38 different factors, actually, gym costs. Intramural sports leagues, walking, hiking trails, parks, weather. The best cities, if you want to have an active lifestyle, according to this study, Honolulu and Chicago.
What?
Yep, if you want to have an active lifestyle. This is the amount of parks, all of that stuff. Everything factored in, Honolulu and Chicago.
What about weather?
The worst, weather was also factored in. The worst, North Las Vegas, Nevada, and Hialeah, Florida. Yep, because of heat. A lot of people here don't want to do one thing in the summer. It's too hot. I run. I hate running in the summer. I might as well be in an oven. It's disgusting.
And on the flip side, in Chicago, you can really only enjoy the outdoors in that city, maybe 3 or 4 months out of the year.
Right. But they have a ton of gyms.
Oh.
It's things like that. It's just all of the things that there are to do.
North Las Vegas has turned itself around. It's a nice area.
I know, but it's not a great place, apparently, for an active lifestyle. Right. So what do I know? But it's Thursday. Those are things that you should know. You know, we got a text from a guy, and I just had this conversation with someone, too. So listen to this. Hey, guys, got engaged over the holidays. Very, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's my insertion.
Yeah.
He said, here's the deal, though, and I don't know what to make of it. My fiance wants to keep her house. She moved into my house a couple months ago because it's bigger.
Yeah.
But we are going to buy a new house together. I asked if she wants to rent out her house or maybe sell it. And she said, not really. I don't want to give up my house. She said, I bought it. It's my house.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it up. He said, we both make decent money. So, you know, it's not affordability or, you know, not having the money. He said,
right.
It's just, I don't know if this is weird. I don't know if I should run.
Or read something into it.
Right. Just wanted
why do
to.
You, why do you still want it?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Meet somebody there every once in a while?
Oh,
is that going to be your love shack?
I can't even believe, that anyone would think that. I just had this conversation with someone. I've been in my house, in the house I'm in for like 25 years.
Yeah.
I'm not giving up my house. If I get married, too bad.
Right.
Not giving it up.
And it's your house, so you should be able to do anything you want with it.
Yes, I might rent it out, but I don't know that I would. I might want it to go get away for a couple days. I mean, just to get away.
All right. Have you ever been in that situation or know somebody?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Is this guy being paranoid?
Maybe
a little bit?
I'd love to hear what our listeners think because, yeah.
Guy gets engaged and to a very nice woman, and she has her own place, but he says, hey, why don't you move into my place, a little bit bigger?
Yeah.
And she goes, okay, that sounds awesome,
sure.
But I'm still going to keep my place.
Yes, yeah.
Should he be a little bit paranoid? Why is she keeping her own place?
He's wondering, and that's what people are saying. Somebody wrote in and said he is absolutely being paranoid. Maybe he needs to just ask why she wants to keep it.
It's a love shack.
If it's just her place, it's her place. Yeah,
that's
it's
what
a love shack.
She's going to meet other guys there.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. Lisa said, keep your house in case you ever split up or break up because he's so paranoid. She'll have her own place to go back to. Nevelyn said, question is, why does she need to give up her house? What's the logic in that? Why does the woman always have to give up her stuff and he keeps his stuff?
Well, he said, my place is a little bit bigger.
Right, exactly.
And she said, okay.
That's fine.
I get it.
Awesome. We're in your place. It's your place. You still have your place.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
Let me tell you something. If I were a woman,
yes.
I would never give up my place.
Oh, okay.
Even if I lived with a guy or another woman,
I own my house,
right.
too.
You do.
No, I'm not giving that up. Uh-uh. No, I might be buried in it. Dalton said, my buddy kept his house for over a year after getting married. His wife and him, they were together a long time before they were married as well. He said it kind of was a security thing.
Yeah.
You know? And I agree. I think that's kind of it. April said, hell no! I would keep my house no matter what. I would say I'm going to rent it out and then just keep it just in case everything went south.
Well, of course. And that's what a great relationship is based on.
It's interesting. Yeah, because you actually had mentioned this off the air. You know, this is a guy, his girlfriend or fiance now wants to keep her place.
See, like I said, if I were a woman, I would keep it. Now, guys, see, if something were to happen in that relationship, guys can break up and sleep anywhere. You know, they don't need a couch.
That, didn't, I mean, when you went through a breakup, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. So you guys can pretty much sleep anywhere.
We sleep around.
Yeah,
we don't care.
We need stuff. We need stuff. I need my shower. I don't even like vacation anymore.
Right.
I don't like this shower. Sucks.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, people still texting in about the situation with this guy who is engaged to a woman. He has his own place. says to her, why don't you move into my play a little bit bigger?
Right.
And she said, okay, I will, but I'm going to keep my place.
Right.
Wants to know, hey, is this fishy? Does this sound weird to you?
Yeah.
Or should I be worried?
Wow. So, one woman wrote in and said they should both buy rings to pay for the attorneys. Keep the house. She said, I'm keeping my house. My girlfriend is keeping hers as well. She's an only child, too. So if anything happens, God forbid, guess what? She'll have a house.
Okay.
Real estate's an investment.
That's just it. I think, 25, 30, 40 years ago, this would have been an issue. But now, boy, when you have a home, you hang on to that home. Another somebody wrote in and said this guy has to sell his house they live in now to buy their new house. Why would she keep her house? I get it. You're asking why. If they're going to buy a house together, well, apparently she can afford to do that without having to sell her house. Good for her. Mm-hmm. I'll date her. More power to her. Jeez.
All right. Christy's on the phone. Christy, do you keep your house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Let me have the place because you know what? What happens if something happens to them? Where am I going to go? I'm a girl. Yeah, guys can go anywhere and just said, okay, I want to rent it out.
Listen, I forget what it was. It's Hooters
was
now.
It the San Remo. Okay.
After a breakup, I lived there for a couple of weeks.
There you go.
And then after another breakup, I lived with a buddy one weekend for a whole year.
Yeah.
And just slept in an extra room with a mattress on the floor.
Guys,
I wouldn't
sleep
give up my house.
No.
No, and you shouldn't. That's why I say it. If I were a woman, I'd keep my house.
I was going to say, my house it's the first house I've owned. I mean, I own a home.
Right.
I never thought I would own a home.
Uh-huh.
I own a home. I don't know. It's kind of an honor for me, and I like my house.
And it's something that you can always go back to.
Yes, exactly.
And if something should happen to you and the person you're living with in their if something should happen, whatever the case may be, you lose that house.
Yes, exactly.
Hey, we're cool. We got my house.
I'm good. Yeah.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Here we go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word, super.
Super. S-U-P-E-R. Super.
That's the word you need for your chance to win $1,000 right now. You can text it to 45911. 45911. Win $1,000 and also qualify for the 10K payday. Enter normal at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on your smartphone. Again, super. You have 15 minutes to enter the word correctly now. Answer your phone in about a half an hour, okay? Even if you don't really know that number, take a chance. Might be the Beasley banker telling you you're putting $1,000 in your pocket. Again, the word super, 45911 is where you text that. Good luck.
If you just missed it a couple of minutes ago, super. Super is the code word.
Super.
S-U-P-E-R. Text that word to 45911. To enter to win $1,000 or to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest, all you have to do is enter it through the website, 96.3kklz.com, or on our free KKLZ app. Very easy, either way. All right, so still have a couple of minutes to do that. Sunshine today, going to be nice. Some high clouds moving in now. High in the low to mid-50s, only about 45 outside right now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Leonardo DiCaprio is a true hero. I will tell you what he did.
All right, more on that and some other stories after Blondie, Heart of Glass, KKLZ.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, from the world of musicals, ABC's next live musical will be the Mel Brooks comedy Young Frankenstein. This is different. It'll air sometime in the fall. No word on casting yet, but that could go really well or not so well. They better get some comedians in there.
I read this and I thought to myself, because I think Young Frankenstein, along with Blazing Saddles, two of the funniest movies of all time.
They are. They absolutely are.
I just don't
are.
Know how it's going to work on stage live in a musical format.
I know. Such iconic, movies. I don't know. I think those are a little tough. But there's a whole generation who never saw that. So, this might be good.
Okay.
This might be good. Fran Drescher is working on that musical version of The Nanny. So Okay, for people who didn't think cats was bad enough, I guess, I don't know. Maybe it'll be great. I don't know. Leonardo DiCaprio partying on a boat near St. Bart's when he got word that there was a search going on for someone who fell off a cruise ship. And, of course, being Leonardo, he said, well, I'm going to help. He found the guy.
What?
The guy had been treading water for 11 hours.
Wow.
11 hours.
You can't do that.
No, you can't do that. But Jack got off that piece of driftwood and helped. Move over, Rose. Guess what? Guess who could have saved you all along?
So all of a sudden, Leonardo DiCaprio has a headboard.
Yes,
jumps in the water.
Yes, and he just kick-paddled out there with his, piece of driftwood.
I can picture DiCaprio pulling up in his yacht.
Yeah,
He's got a cigar, and he's got his,
his Admiral hat on.
Champagne, and he's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, exactly.
That is amazing. The fact that the guy treaded water for 11 hours. Have you ever tried to tread water?
Yes!
What's the longest? Probably a couple of minutes?
I think I could tread water for quite some time, but no, I don't. 11 hours. I mean,
I'm fat, so I float.
Yeah. Well,
so at one point, I just lay on my back.
You flip on your back, and you can kind of keep your arms steady, and you can do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, exactly. And I'm sure the guy's girlfriend is like 22. So no, stop it. Kylie Jenner donated $1 million to Australia's wildfire relief effort. She was very upset at what was going on there. Remember, I mentioned the other day she had some mink slippers.
Yeah.
She was so upset. So $1 million she donated. So I'm sure she'll get some koala scarves made or something.
Jeez. Stop it.
And Oprah kicked off a nationwide wellness tour. Oprah, good for Stedman. It's going to be all porn, booze, and naps while you're gone, lady. Jeez, good for her.
Hey, by the way, last hour, we were talking about that email we got from the guy who got engaged. And
And she's keeping her house.
We get a lot of texts, letters, and stuff like that we can't always deal with on the air. So we've started this thing we call the M&C Mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short video, about a minute and a half, where we address some of the emails and letters that we do get.
Right.
And put it on video. And if you want to check those out, you can go to our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website.
Yeah.
So if you have a question about the show, about Vegas, about anything, basically, and you want to ask us, you just submit the question through our Mike and Carla Morning Show page, and then we'll put it in the M&C Mailbag. Could pop up on a video.
Absolutely. They're a lot of fun to answer, too.
But
they
if you want to see those videos, just go to our Facebook page, like I said before, which you can like and link up with through our website at 96.3kklz.com. Don't know if you've seen this or heard this, but I know we have a lot of Green Day fans listening.
Yeah, I know. How cool is that?
This is awesome. Green Day is looking for a backyard, a garage, a bar, something. That and they want to celebrate the release of their new album. Here's the downside.
Yeah.
They're only going to do it in California.
Right. But, we got a lot of listeners there.
And we have a lot of people from California here know people there.
Yeah. So if it ends up being your place, because you heard it from us, we better be invited.
Yep.
We better be invited. That's old school. That's like MTV stuff.
Here is Green Day talking about it.
Looks like our new record's coming out in like a month or something. So does anybody have like a relatively big backyard that we can do like a backyard party somewhere? We can come play at your house, your garage, backyard, or a barn, or is there a church or church parking lot? You know, I was conceived in a church parking lot. Anyways, just hijinks, fun, mischief, backyard party with your favorite band, Green Day. Oh, yeah, it'd have to be in California.
Yeah.
That's totally punk rock, though.
It is, but that's the thing. Remember when they used to do that on MTV when Bon Jovi, I think, played John Mellencamp, I think it was, lit a barbecue. Those things are huge for the release of a new album now.
I'm sure
huge.
If you win, the neighbors will be love it.
Yeah, but make sure your neighbors are cool or not.
So there you go.
Maybe you want them to move. Listen, I just want to let you guys know we have a little party. We're going to have a little party.
Live music.
Green Day. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. Little band. Little
but you're
band.
Right. That's
three
awesome.
Guys.
So we'll put all the information on our website or our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So if you know people in California, that's
cool.
The big offer
yes.
from Green Day. All right, those tickets for Chicago at the Venetian in March, we have those to give away. Being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of Thespian Opera Theater. And we'll do that in about 6-7 minutes from now. Just recovering from my escape to Margaritaville
yes,
the other night.
I know.
Here's Jimmy Buffett.
Get up.
Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. 963-KKLZ.
Okay, all week long, we've been giving away tickets to Chicago. So we have Thespian Opera Theater
yes.
being Thursday, so we'll play that for you. And you have a chance to win Chicago tickets. They're going to be in town, of course, in March.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a chance to win those tickets. Of course, if you'd like, start already. Go to our website for a second chance to win at 963-KKLZ.com, okay? All right, we found it. Being Thursday, yeah. it's going to be another segment of Thespian Opera Theater. Here we go.
People dancing, people laughing.
A man selling ice cream, singing Italian songs.
Everybody is another, can you dig it?
Yes, I can. And I've been waiting such a long time.
All right, all you have to do is identify that Chicago song we're singing by title.
Yes.
702-739-9636. We're looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer. One more time. Here it is.
People dancing, people laughing.
A man selling ice cream, singing Italian songs.
Everybody is another. Can you dig it?
Yes, I can. And I've been waiting such a long time.
All right, can you identify that Chicago song by title? Ninth caller, you're a winner. 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Chicago with another segment of
Thespian Opera Theater.
People dancing, people laughing.
A man selling ice cream, singing Italian songs.
Everybody is another. You dig it?
Yes, I can. And I've been waiting such a long time.
One of my favorites. All you have to do is identify that Chicago song that we're performing by title, all right? 702-739-9636. Looking for caller number 9. Carla, Vinny's on the phone. Vinny, can you do it?
You guys did an amazing job of it. It's Saturday in the Park.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Vinny. Thank you.
I especially love the part where Carla sang a man singing Italian songs.
Yes. Thank you.
You know what? She told me that's my line.
Yes, exactly.
All right. You got the tickets. You're going to see Chicago when they're here in town in March over at the Venetian Resort. That's an awesome place. The tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Hang on the line, Vinny. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. And oh, by the way, big night tonight again for VGK. Let's hear it.
Go, Knights, go.
We have to congratulate another Vegas winner in the 10K payday contest, Denise Smith. Denise Smith got the call from a Beasley banker. Her reaction when she picked up the phone to find out she won $1,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, be careful there, Denise. Asked what she was going to do with the money.
Catch up with some bills, especially after Christmas.
Yeah, that's what you do. And then when you win the $10,000, you go on a vacation or a cruise or something yes. and pay the bills later. So your next chance to score some cash, qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. A little less than an hour from now, 10 o'clock with Wendy Rush. So make sure you're listening for that. Weird, wild, wacky news. The other news coming up in about 5 minutes.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. This is kind of a weird story, Carla. A 19-year-old.
Really?
That's why it made it
really?
Into the other news. 19-year-old American guy recently got stuck in the luggage compartment of a moving bus. During a trip through Israel, he climbed in to get his bag while the bus was stopped. The driver evidently didn't know he was in there, locked him in, but he made a call for help, and here's how that went.
I'm on the 947 bus. I just left El Al Junction, and I went to get my suitcase from under the thing, and the door closed, and he's driving away, and I'm underneath the bus. I went to get my suitcase under the bus, and I'm stuck under the bus.
Wait, you were stuck under the bus?
Ken! Okay, so that I'm very scared.
Don't worry, I'm sending police right now.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a guy.
I know it. Well, 19, so maybe, okay. You know, nothing's dropped yet.
Well, so hopefully he or she is okay.
And, wow, okay.
There's a...
Hello?
This is love. Yeah, I'm stuck under... This is true love, Carla. A drunk guy in Kentucky called the cops and got himself arrested over the weekend because he wanted to go to jail to support his girlfriend who was locked up.
Aww.
He shoved a cop and asked them to lock him up for several months so he could support her. So when they wouldn't arrest him for that, because they said, dude, you don't want to go to jail, blah, blah.
Yeah, well.
Well, he pulled out a bunch of drug paraphernalia.
Oh, see? Aww.
And then they...
Because he loves her.
Yes.
That's love right there. That's the kind of person I want in my life. Somebody who will dress up like Dolly and Kenny and sing Islands in the Stream for Halloween.
Is that
I love
what you
it.
Want?
Yes, that's what I want.
Okay, well, good
now,
luck.
Now, listen to this. Thank you. An escort. Now, ladies, listen up. If you are out there, any escorts out there, maybe men as well, she's created a line of new sex-proof makeup that doesn't smear or run.
Yeah.
You know, so you still look good. She says, and I quote, when someone books an overnight appointment with you, they expect you to still be hot in the morning. So, bravo, escort lady who created this makeup. By golly.
That's like the show you talked about and turned me on to, the marvelous Miss Maisel.
Oh, yeah.
Where they show her getting up like an hour before the husband gets up.
So she looks good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I know women who still do that. If you can't handle all this right here looking like this, then we have no future. I'm sorry. We have no future at all.
It's over.
Hashtag Carla's boobs. Hey, okay. Brian McCarthy, he received the shock of his life over Christmas. So he and his family, they ordered a waffle maker from Amazon.
Yeah.
And they got it and they opened it. Oh, this is so cool. And there was an old waffle still in the waffle maker. Somebody apparently returned it and
without taking out the waffle.
Yes, exactly. They said, you know, shame on you, Amazon. And they said, well, we're sorry to see the condition this item arrived in. Mm-hmm. Just a quick click back.
Yeah.
It's certainly not the experience we strive for. Okay, well, thank you, Amazon. Whatever. As long as they send syrup, then I guess you're good with that. Not a problem. It is Thursday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Like we always do, ending the show with a bit of good news. This is just a cute, sweet story. 10-year-old boy in Hoover, Alabama. He is being hailed as somewhat of a hero because he returned a little bit of money. Foster Dudley was shopping at Target with his mother, and he found 9 $100 bills and a bank receipt. Somebody had obviously just gotten them, you know, from an ATM or from the bank. He wanted to keep the money, but his mother said, well, okay, but how would you feel if you lost the money? And he said, oh, no, I would feel awful.
Mom, you're being logical.
Yes, exactly. So he called the police and said, listen, this is what happened. They were able to find the owner, the person who lost the money.
Mm-hmm.
He gave him $100 and Target gave him a $100 gift card for his honesty. So how nice is that? I know.
That's awesome.
I know. It's very sweet. You know, maybe a small amount of money to some, but it's $900 is $900.
And what a great lesson learned.
Yes, exactly.
That's why we say anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon with Wendy Rush. Quick recap of the show. We ran down some of the cool stuff happening over at CES.
Yes.
Why do you hurt in the morning when you wake up?
I don't know.
Well, you're getting old.
Yeah, pretty
basically.
Much. Pretty much.
The best and worst cities to live in if you want that active lifestyle. And then the big question this morning, if you're in a relationship, you move in with the other person, do you give up your place?
No, no, and no.
And a lot of people said that.
Yeah,
said
that's
no,
right.
I'm going to keep it. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have your next chance to score $1,000 and qualify for the $10,000 in the 10K payday contest. As 10 o'clock, she'll have that for you just minutes away, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.